I'm Rebecca Skipper. I'm going to demonstrate a very innovative project called Infinity Project. That's INFTYPROJECT. The website is www.infinityproject.org. That's www.infTYPROJECT.org. Also part of the scienceaccessibility.net. This project has been developed by collaborative efforts between a variety of universities. The project has several components, which include Infinity Editor, which is free and allows sighted individuals to create math expressions on their computer. Infinity Reader, which has a 15-day trial before purchase. This software application actually allows you to create electronic math files using optical character recognition. To my knowledge, this is the first OCR application for mathematics. What this means essentially is that you can connect your scanner to a computer and scan a math textbook or a math worksheet into Infinity Reader or another application. If you scan the document into another application, you can then import these documents into Infinity Reader. I should also point out that the Infinity Editor also has a handwriting interface as well. The application I'm going to discuss in detail is referred to as Chatty Infinity. This software application is an accessible math editor with speech. You can input math expressions via the context menu and the keyboard. You can purchase Chatty Infinity and Infinity Reader, either as a standard version, which can be installed on two computers, or a student version, which has a one-year license that can be installed on one computer. What makes this software package so amazing to me is the idea that you can take a math worksheet or even your mathematical textbook, if you're so inclined, and scan it using Infinity Reader and then export those results into Chatty Infinity and read and edit your document. Chatty Infinity also has a number of settings that you can customize and change, and the manual that comes with the install package has a great deal of information on how to install Chatty Infinity and Infinity Reader and customize it to your liking. Now, again, these applications can be downloaded from www.infTYPROJECT.org. Now I'm going to demonstrate Chatty Infinity on a Windows 7 laptop. And the Chatty Infinity now uses SAPI 5.1. I am going to provide a brief demonstration of Chatty Infinity. I am on my desktop. I am going to activate the icon by pressing letter C.
Windows app, Chatty Infinity, left parent, Shopify, right parent. Chatty Infinity, left parent, Shopify, right parent, 525. Enter.
Execute button.
Since I'm running the 15-day trial, I'm being prompted with a dialog box. Let's tab through here to see what we have. Right now I'm sitting on the execute button. I'm going to press tab.
Registration button.
Registration button.
Cancel button.
Cancel button.
You are on the 1H Street / FD day of your trial use of this software. The trial use is limited to 15 days in total. If you have already a serial number, or to get it, please click the registration button below. Edit.
The last message you heard is indicating that I'm on the first day of my 15-day trial, and it is prompting me to enter my serial number or go to the registration button to obtain a serial number. Now, there are two types of licenses for both Chatty Infinity and Infinity Reader. The student edition is valid for 1 year and can be used on one PC. The standard version is an unlimited license that can be installed on two computers. So now I'm going to tab to the execute button and launch the application.
Execute button. Blank line.
I tabbed to the execute button and I pressed space. You can also press the enter key. The project developers have created excellent documentation that describes not only how to use Chatty Infinity, but they also explain how to configure your screen reader to avoid speech conflicts. In JAWS 12, you can activate the settings center and then put JAWS to sleep by pressing sleep in the search menu and selecting the appropriate option. I will first introduce you to the general menu bar just to show you how accessible the self-voicing application is.
File, pop-up menu. Edit, pop-up menu.
So far, the file and edit menus are sub-menus, so you can press down arrow on either option to explore what is in these menus.
Find pop-up menu, format, pop-up menu, text, pop-up menu, function, pop-up menu, setting, pop-up menu, speech, pop-up menu, help, pop-up menu, pop-up menu, file, pop-up menu.
Now I'm going to open up the file menu and let you see what's in here.
New.
New.
Open.
Open.
Append open. Disabled.
Append open. Disabled.
Save. Disabled.
Save.
Save as.
Save as.
Import. Pop-up menu.
Import. Now this import submenu has some options, so let's right arrow here to see what's there.
LaTeX.
LaTeX, or LaTeX, however you pronounce that.
Import, pop-up menu, LaTeX.
That's the only option in this submenu, so I'm left arrow to get back out of submenu.
Import, pop-up menu, export, pop-up menu.
The export submenu, I'm going to open it with the right arrow.
LaTeX.
LaTeX or LaTeX?
HTML.
HTML? Let me explain this. According to the manual, it's HTML with image .png or image files for the math expressions. MathML, which is actually an XML file with MathML, which is math markup language, from what I understand based on my reading of the manual.
Human readable text
is the next export option.
Parle sous AMS notation disabled.
Curl to AMF notation, I'm not sure what that is.
Word 2007.
This version of Chatty Infinity has support for Word 2007.
Spoken text entire document.
Spoken text entire document. Based on my interpretation of the manual, this means that the math expression or the entire document can be exported into a plain text file that can be read by other screen readers. In other words, you can open that text file and conceivably convert it into an audio file if you so choose.
Spoken text, current paragraph.
Spoken text, current paragraph, so you could export part of a document.
Spoken text selected part.
Spoken text selected part, which that is self-explanatory. You just, there's a certain part of the document that you want translated into spoken text.
LaTeX.
Now I recycled back to LaTeX or LaTeX.
Undo disabled.
I hit the right arrow key and it says undo disabled. I'm in the edit menu now. Cut, which can also be activated by Control X, according to the manual.
Copy,
Control C.
Paste,
Control V.
Delete,
which is standard delete key.
Select all,
also accessible by Control A.
Insert graphic. Copy as image.
So you can paste this image into your word processing application, I presume, based on my interpretation of the manual this time.
Paste in hand meta file disabled.
Paste in hand meta file, I do not understand what that is, but explore that on your own if you're so inclined.
Insert table. Undo disabled.
Undo, so now we're back at the beginning of the edit menu. I'm going to hit left arrow to get out of the edit menu.
New. Restore. Disabled. Help manual.
Okay, I hit left arrow and we cycled back to the end of the menu, so let me hit escape.
Help. Pop-up menu. Blank line.
Okay, I hit escape and heard blank line. Let me go back into the file menu again.
File. Pop-up menu.
Now we're focused on the file. I'm going to hit the right arrow key.
Edit, pop-up menu. Find, pop-up menu.
Now we are at the Find submenu.
Find text. Replace text.
Find formula.
Replace formula.
Find text, including formula.
Replace text, including formula. Find text.
Now we've cycled back to the beginning. Going to hit escape.
Find pop-up menu.
Okay, I'm going to right arrow again.
Format pop-up menu.
Format submenu.
Text mode is checked.
Text mode is checked, which means this is the mode that we're currently in.
Math mode. Text mode.
And we cycle back to text mode.
Format pop-up menu.
Hit escape, so now to get out of the submenu and hit right arrow now.
Text. Pop-up menu.
Text. Gonna hit down arrow.
LaTeX output.
LaTeX or LaTeX output.
Edit source disabled.
Edit source. This is a LaTeX or LaTeX menu.
Compile. Disabled.
Compile.
Show DVI file disabled.
Show DVI file.
Show log file.
Show
disabled.
Log file.
Convert DVI to PDF disabled.
Convert DVI to TX.
Convert DVI to PDF disabled.
Convert DVI to PDF.
Preamble.
Preambles.
Format settings.
Format settings.
LaTeX output option.
LaTeX output options.
Show command window.
Show command window.
LaTeX output.
And now we're back to LaTeX or LaTeX output. I'm not really familiar with LaTeX output, so please pardon my uncertainty there.
Text. Pop-up menu. Function. Pop-up menu.
Now I've hit escape, and now I've right arrowed to the function submenu.
Open last reading bar.
Open last reading bar.
LaTeX bar setting.
Now up arrow to LaTeX bar settings.
Open last reading bar.
You should consult the manual. It explains what the reading bar and LaTeX bars do. I will not go into that in this presentation, but you should know that they are there.
Open LaTeX source bar.
Open LaTeX source bar.
Move to last reading bar. Disabled.
Move to last reading bar.
Move to LaTeX source bar. Disabled.
Move to LaTeX source bar.
LaTeX bar setting.
And now we're back to the beginning of this submenu. I'm going to hit escape.
Function. Pop-up menu. Settings. Pop-up menu.
Settings. So this is an important menu to make note of because you can customize different aspects of Chatty Infinity. It's actually quite an advanced settings menu, if I may say so. Down arrow now to open the submenu.
Standard font setting.
Standard font settings.
Option settings.
Option settings, which is another submenu within this submenu.
Convert option.
Convert option, which gives you the various file types you can convert the document into once you've finished creating it.
Math level. Pop submenu.
Math level. According to the manual, this allows you to indicate what level of math you want to use. The idea here is there are different types of levels depending on if you're talking about middle school and high school math courses versus post-secondary courses.
Standard font setting.
And a down arrow, that's up arrow again.
Math level.
Math level, down arrow.
Standard font setting.
Now we're back to standard font settings. So again, there are a lot of powerful customization features. Escape.
Settings. Pop-up menu.
Going to right arrow.
Speech. Pop-up menu.
We have ways where you have the speech customized.
Speech setting.
Speech settings, which means you can actually change what voice is used for math and what voice is used for text, along with speed and volume and other aspects of the speech synthesizer.
Math reading mode setting. Pop-up menu.
Notice there's math reading settings. It's another submenu. You can address how speech synthesizers behave and what synthesizer is used.
Reading table editor.
Reading table editor.
Key echo mode is checked.
Key echo mode. I have that checked so as I type, I can hear the keys that I'm pressing. You can check or uncheck that by default.
Menu item reading is checked.
Menu item reading is checked. This means the menus are read, I'm presuming, based on that setting.
Edit math reading.
Edit math reading. So you can customize how Chatty Infinity reads mathematics. Let me alt tab back. I lost focus. I apologize for that. Let's go back in the menu. I apologize. My laptop is very sensitive, so.
File, edit, find, form, text, function, setting, speech, pop speech map reading table editor key at menu item reading is checked.
Menu item reading is checked. This is where we left off before my issue with my computer.
Edit map reading.
Edit math reading again. That is where you can customize how math expressions are read and what speech synthesizers used, etc.
Riddled map reading. Edit map riddled map reading.
I'm not sure what that option is.
Edit riddled map reading. Highlight mode is checked.
Highlight mode is checked, so that's something you may want to explore if you have low vision or have any sight at all.
Read aloud entire document.
Read aloud entire document.
Read aloud current paragraph.
Read aloud current paragraph.
Read aloud current line.
Read aloud current line.
Read aloud up to the end of paragraph.
Reading aloud up to end of paragraph.
Read aloud selected part.
Read aloud selected part. As you can see, this is very customizable in how and what you can read.
Speech setting.
Now we're back to speech settings. I'm going to hit escape and hit right arrow key.
Speech pop submenu. Help pop submenu.
Help submenu.
Help manual.
Help manual.
About.
About.
Help manual.
In the help submenu, you have
help manual.
Help manual.
About.
About. I was unable to read the about dialog box, but let me demonstrate what happens when you hit enter on the help manual.
Help manual.
Microsoft Word. Print view. Edit.
Now, my screen reader was activated, and the actual Microsoft Word manual for Chatty Infinity is on my screen. I strongly advise you to read this manual. I'm going to close this manual right now, however.
Blank line.
Now let's introduce you to the last item in the menu.
File, edit, find, format, tab, function, setting, speech, help, pop-up menu.
This is the last submenu within this menu system, which has
restore,
move,
size,
minimize,
maximize,
close,
restore, disabled.
And we are back to restore.
Pop up menu.
Okay, I am going to demonstrate how you can input math and text within the same Chatty Infinity document. First, I'm going to ensure that I am in text input mode by pressing Control Space.
Changed to mathematic input. Changed to text input mode.
Now I'm going to type a few words.
E-L-E-A-F-E, space, F-O-L-E-E, period, new line.
Use my arrow keys to read what I've just written.
Please solve period return. Blank line. New line.
Now I'm going to change to math input mode.
Change to mathematic input mode.
I'm going to start by typing the letter X.
X.
To create a superscript or an exponent, you hit the up arrow key when you're in math input mode.
I'm there.
I pressed the up arrow and Chatty Infinity said power. So now I'm in the superscript position. So I'm going to press 2. Then press the enter key to get back down into the regular cursor position. Now I'm going to press plus, which is shift equal on the keyboard.
Enough.
Going to press number 2, space, equals.
Equals.
Three. Oops, correct that.
Delete.
Five.
Delete 5.
Press 4.
New line.
I am going to press Control Space to get back into text input mode. According to the manual, you can press Control 1 or Control Up Arrow within this document when you're in text input mode. The Control Up Arrow is supposed to read the current line. However, I am going to go back into text input mode so I can use my up and down arrow keys.
Change to text input mode.
Square plus 2 space equals space 34.
Return blank line. Please solve period return blank.
Square plus 2 space equals space 34.
I'm going to navigate back to the beginning of the line with this problem and read character by character.
Blank period E O L E E blank
X
X
power 2.
Power 2.
End of power.
End of power.
Plus.
Plus.
2.
Space.
Space.
Equals.
Space.
Space.
3.
4.
Blank line. New line.
Now I'm going to go back into math input mode and show you how to enter a fraction. Please note that you can do all of this from the keyboard, including entering the special characters or math formula by activating the LaTeX or LaTeX function with the backslash key when you're in math input mode. But for now, I'm going to concentrate on the context menu, which you can access by Shift F10 or the application key.
Change to mathematic input mode.
Now I'm going into the context menu.
Undo.
You're going to hear several of the edit commands, like undo,
redo,
cut,
copy,
paste,
delete,
set style,
character symbol,
which gives you a list of all the characters that you can input.
Formulas.
This is what we need, so I'm going to go to the right arrow to go into the formula.
Fraction,
press enter.
Numerator.
Input fract. Now my cursor is in the numerator, so I'm going to press the letter X.
X.
Right arrow to denominator.
Denominator.
4.
4.
Going to right arrow out the fraction, and I'm going to hit the equal sign.
Equals.
10, I hit space after equals. Now I'm typing number 10.
What minus?
Oops, let's get rid of the minus here.
Minus.
Delete minus.
When?
Press 0.
0.
New line.
Now, like I said before, you can use the left and right arrow keys to navigate character by character. I'm going to go back to the beginning of this fraction, so you can hear what it sounds like, character by character.
Blank line.
Frac.
Frac.
Numerator X.
Numerator X, which indicates to me that the letter X is in the numerator.
End of numerator.
End of numerator.
Denominator 4.
Denominator 4, which means 4 is in the denominator.
End of denominator.
End of denominator.
Equals.
Equals.
Space.
Space.
1.
1.
0.
0.
Blank line.
Now when you go back into text input mode.
Change to text input mode.
Frac X over 4. Frac end equals space 10.
Return.
Now hit the up arrow and it read the problem in its entirety. Again, you can press Control Up Arrow or Control 1 as well. This is a basic overview of how you can navigate and input text and mathematical expressions in Chatty Infinity. Again, I encourage you to visit www.infityprojectorg. If you have any questions, my email address is skipper8218@gmail.com. My Skype name is Becky821, and my Windows Live ID is BeckySkipper1982@msn.com. My Skype screen name spelling is Becky, that's BECKY821. My Windows Live spelling is Becky, BECKY, Skipper, SKIPPER, 1982@msn.com. Thank you very much for reviewing this podcast. I welcome any feedback.